straight from the home office. I hold in my right hand, ladies and gentlemen, from our writing staff in Granbury, Texas. This morning's Tuesday Top 10. It is the Top 10 Ways, even if you're not in New Orleans or down by the bayou, right here in North Texas, even if you're at work.
We can all do it.
Top 10 Ways You Can Celebrate Mardi Gras right here.
Number 10.
Number 10. Run up to Sundance Square Security and flash your high beams at them.
Hey!
Number 9.
That could mean several things.
Number 9.
Number 9. Wear a Mardi Gras mask to work. At least until Karen in accounting guesses that you're the fox from the Masked Singer, and then you got to take it off and everything. By the way, it was Mark McGrath, by the way, as the fox.
Number 8.
Number really? 8. I don't know. Of course it was Mark McGrath. What else is he doing? Number 8.
Number 8.
Number 8 way you can celebrate Mardi Gras in North Texas. You know what? You can make your very own king cake using a generations-old Buckner family recipe made from various items found at 4 in the morning at a Walmart.
Number 7.
It's real easy to make, by the way. It's also gluten-free.
Number 7.
Number 7. You know, maybe be a little more sensitive and call it something like Plus Size Tuesday. Okay?
Plus Size
okay.
Tuesday.
Number 6.
Let's just not be too much. Number 6. Hey, you could play a... you could play a drunken edition of Will It Float. Hey, there we go. Will It Float. Every Thursday morning, straight up 8 o'clock right here on Hank FM. And by the way, please float responsibly. I mean,
number 5.
Number 5 way you can celebrate Mardi Gras right here in North Texas. Hey, you could be like everybody else and try to get a table at Razoo's tonight.
Yeah, good luck with that.
There are already people lined up across the street.
Number 4.
Hey, with a few colored markers, a glue gun, and glitter, you can convert any coronavirus mask into a Mardi Gras mask. Just like that.
Number 3.
Yeah, you know, thank you, Chip and Joanna, for showing
up. Number 3.
You know, instead of throwing beads at risque partygoers,
okay,
go over there to Dallas and throw them at that Leaning Tower and see if that'll finally knock it down.
Number two
way you could celebrate. Hey, you know, a boulevard, if you're looking for a boulevard jam-packed with a parade of people displaying the very depths of humanity all the while showing no little regard for theirs or anybody else's human life, you don't need Bourbon Street. We got 377. I'm just saying. And then finally,
Number one
way you can celebrate Mardi Gras right here in North Texas. Take a vacation day. Oh, wait, never mind. There we go.